tranquilo, meu irmão.
Welcome to the Mike Douglas Show. This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong. I'm Mike's co-host, and with us on today's show will be Sammy Davis Jr., Pete Fountain, Stan Kane, and a jam session. Joe Hornell in the band. And now, here's Mike. Welcome to the Mike Douglas Show. This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong. I'm Mike's co-host, and with us on today's show will be Sammy Davis Jr., Pete Fountain, Stan Kane, and a jam session. Joe Hornell in the band. And now, here's Mike.
Slow down, you move too fast. You gotta make the morning last just. You're kicking down the cobblestones and looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling groovy. Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Want you to slow down, cause you're moving too fast. You gotta make the morning lasts just kicking down the cobblestones and looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling blue. Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love ya. All is groovy.
How about that band? How about my band, Joe Harnell?
This is the last day of one of the greatest weeks I've ever spent, because the man that I've been visiting with all of this week is one of the warmest, sweetest, and that word applies, even though he is a man, most delightful human beings I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. Would you welcome with us, please, the great Satchmo himself, Louis Armstrong. The reason we made that move, like we were going around, there's someone in the audience that I want to introduce. And yeah. Satch, I think I'll leave that honor for you, okay?
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure, folks, to have a friend of mine in the audience who I used to play with in Chicago at the Savoy Ballroom, and he's one of them fine drummers, and he came down here from New York especially to say hello to all of us. Now, will you just welcome Zuta Singleton? I
want to... Zuta!
Look here. Besides Zuta sitting there, his wife, Marge. Stand up, Marge. I'd like to dedicate this first number to Zuta, which is, we both like. And as soon as my boy hit that arpeggio there, ready, Bob?
It's my favorite.
Yeah. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill, and it wasn't until my dream come true, the wind in the willows play of sweet melody, and all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we were apart, you follow me still. Oh, of sweet melody, and all of these vows were never to be. Though we were part, baby, you part of me still. Why, you are my dream. On Blueberry Hill.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Louis, I've really enjoyed this week, and I mean that honestly.
Me too.
I hate to see it come to an end.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I'll never forget it.
Let's just keep doing it, shall we?
Yes, sir. I'll be right back next time you got an opening there.
Oh.
Get me on in there.
We've been asking of our co-hosts and co-hostesses their five most admired people. I wrote down yours here. I'd like to ask you about them in the order that they are on this card. The first one, of course, is your wife, Lucille.
Yeah, well, quite naturally. We've been together about 28 years, and so beautiful. And I want to let you know, she was the one, and you got my doctor down there, between you take Lucille, she's the one that nursed me back to health. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put them good old fine hots under my belt and things I needed for 2 years and straightened me right up and had me in good shape so I could come down here and talk to you and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
And there's my doctor, Zucker.
Dr. Gary Zucker.
Dr. Gary Zucker.
Yeah.
That's the man that really brought me back to breathe again because I was in bad shape when he took hold of me and brought me down to intensive care. Very serious, you know. When you go down there,
oh, yeah.
You're getting ready to say bye-bye to the world, you know that. And this man brought me on in there, and after he finished, he took me out of intensive care and put me on the floor where all the VIPs was. My room was with, among them. And when I was so sick, they'd come to see me. And when I got a little better, he had me to go around and visit them, and we had a nice time. Then finally called Lucille, my wife, who took me home. And for the 2 years I stayed out, she's the one that nursed me very beautifully, you know, took good care of me.
Yeah.
And I still visit Dr. Zucker once a week, you know. And I asked Dr. Zucker, he says, What about the horn? So he reminded me of the Lord when Gable getting ready to make some riffs on that horn. And the Lord said, "No, Gabe, not yet, you know. Hold it, you know. I'll tell you when," he used to tell me, you know. So it won't be long now.
Oh, that's
but he let me warm up an hour before my supper, you know, which I'm coming along nice. And the chops ain't never.
You still using that salve?
You bet your life. I look like a comedian when I go to bed. I have it all over my face. But still in all this nice, he said, ain't the time yet. So in a little while, I'll be blowing again because the chops are still there. They're still percolating. I can tell by the sound when I blow, you know.
I see.
Well, all that was great. So there's two of my loved ones right there, Lucille and Dr. Zucker.
And we talked at some length about Joe Glazer, who managed you all
that's
these
my
years.
My manager for over 40
years. Took good care of you, didn't he?
Over 40 years. And one of the best friends I've had. When that bad colored boy down in the Honky Tonks that liked to hear me play the blues, and he knew I was going up north, you know, to play with King Oliver.
Yeah.
First thing he said, "You get you a white man that put a hand on your shoulder and say, that's my nigga." He meant from his heart. That's the only way he could tell. The people here had nothing, not too much education, but whatever they said, it was hard. He wouldn't tell that to nobody else. He'd rather shoot you first, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, and Joe Glazer was that man. Joe Glazer, oh, he, that's, no, you my man. And that's
and
what
he took care of you.
Took care of me. I ain't asked nobody for nothing yet.
That's right. I hear they're not going to
have... His spine ain't looking too bad, is it?
Hey, you got those sharp threads on all this week? I've been checking you out.
Okay.
You look sharp.
Okay. That shows, I mean, Devance was there, wasn't it? So that's my man.
Louis showed me how to do this. He said, when you're singing it, you get in trouble. You do that, but you don't ever cover the sound. He said, give it that.
Yeah.
Right, from the side.
Don't worry about the lyrics. I do that in studios anyways, man.
I want to talk about King Oliver now.
Well, you know what King Oliver did for not only me, but all the young kids. He was the only one out of all the big shots in my days coming up would take time out to show you your lessons. All the rest of the guys want to go to the Eagle Saloon where all the big time musicians would hang out. But King would stop and help you. And when they closed down the Red Light District in New Orleans where he played, and at 12 o'clock, he'd come up in the section where I played in Honky Tonks where they threw away the key.
I see.
And sit up there as my guest and listen to me play. And then listen very careful, because I used to play like all them notes in the Auburn method. That's something like bop or something.
You played a lot of notes.
I started about three notes and the rest of you don't know what the hell I was playing.
You know? But he was listening.
Yeah, he said, "Boy, you play more lead on that horn. You got a good tone, so use it, play more lead." And he's the one that changed me around into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
To play the right things.
And your mother. I've
and
saved
my
her
mother
till last.
Quite naturally, you know, that's my heart.
You saved the best till last.
Well, I bet your life, because as a child come up, you know, around about 7 years old, I never forget my mother. She used to go out by the railroad tracks and pick up center leaves and pepper grass and a whole lot of stuff like that and boil it and make us drink it so we could have a good laxative. We couldn't afford no doctor. And she always said, "Boy, you stay physic-minded." She said, "You may not never get rich, but you'll never have cancer and all that drastic disease if you take a poise."
Keeps your legs in good shape, too, boy. Keeps you, you're running all the time there.
Well, okay, I ain't gonna tell you what else to keep say. But here I am. I never have all them kind of diseases and things like that.
Yeah.
So those are people, you can't forget them people. You know what I mean? I'm like the Russian fella. He had a beautiful memory because Kosygin, what that fella named?
Kosygin.
And the House of Parliament, they sent him over here to pick up five languages from us Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stayed over here about a week or two, and he went back, and they stood up, and Coach Egan, was that something?
Coach Egan, what was his name?
He says, "Tell me what you remember, you know?"
Yep.
You say, well, man, woman, camera, automobile, aeroplane. And he broke it up. They stood up and cheered. Oh, God. So Koji can say, well, how do you remember all that? He say, I kept it right up here. And I'll tell you when the program's over what he said.
Louis, this is very... You've had so many awards, but we asked Louis to bring some of the very special ones. This is from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. It's like it's to the record business what the Oscar is to the movie business and the Emmy is to our business. Now, what did you receive this for and when?
Well, that is for Hello, Dolly. And I think Streisand got one that night, and I got one. That was in New York about a couple of years ago. Uh-huh.
I asked Louis to bring this down and show it. This is his gold record for a song I've been asking him to sing all of this week.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Here
That's
it is. There's the gold.
Yeah, all over the world.
That's the telephone, Louis. Here, answer it. That's for you.
Jello. Hello. You sure somebody on the phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You'll hear it in a minute.
Oh.
You got it? Is it coming through?
Now, if you want to borrow something, you can hang up here.
We'll clear it.
Oh, please do.
I'll tell you this. Hello. Hello.
Catch him in the next show.
Are you there? No, okay.
Later.
We'll get it later, but you've been promising me all this week to do a special song.
Yeah.
And are you ready? You know who that was calling on the phone? We were trying to put that through to you, Pearl Bailey.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Oh,
see, we'll get it later. Louis surprised Pearl when she was doing her week with me, and she was going to do... A little surprise for you. She's down in Atlanta doing it.
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to get Louis to sing the song now that I've been waiting for all this week? Aren't you ready?
One more. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. I'm glad you're back where you belong. Oh, you looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You keep growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying, the band playing. One old fairy tune back when, take off that balloon, lefty love, Dolly never go away. Mighty glad you've been show some snap and do it up your lap, yes. Darling, never go.